Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. My name is Charlie Childs Jr. It's my job to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something in your spirit, something in your soul, something in your mind, something in your body, so you can get across the finish line. Today is May 8th, 2015. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. We are broadcasting from the great state of North Carolina, and we're talking about what we always talk about here. That's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process. Mentor somebody, tell somebody, write your story for somebody, do a blog for somebody, write a book, and let people know what your story was about success and getting across the finish line. When we talk about total prosperity, we talk about success, our definition of success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. What is our definition of total prosperity? That's being prosperous in your spirit, being prosperous in your soul slash your mind, and being prosperous in your body. And yes, we do Victory Friday because you're supposed to go from glory to glory to glory. And that's why we're here today to celebrate that, because you got through the week. Yes, you did it. And understand this, it was not easy, and everyone did not make it through. Yes, everyone did not make it through. So that, what I want you to do right now, I want you to put your hand up. You need to pat yourself on the back, flex your muscles, stand up, do what you need to do, because this is for you. We're talking about glory to glory to glory. We're talking about celebrating life, and we have a good news report for you. A good news report for you. The oldest World War II veteran, Richard Overton, African-American, celebrates his 109th birthday, and he did it in style. This gentleman resides in East Austin, Texas. Mr. Richard Overton is thought to be the oldest living veteran in the United States. And this past Sunday, he rang in his 109th year birthday. Well, the celebration complete with burgers, milkshakes, cake, and cigars. This gentleman has his whole spirit, his whole mind, and his whole body, and looks strong for 109. I want to give a shout-out to him, Mr. Richard Overton, getting through the week for the victory on Victory Friday. Again, you'll be able to find that story later this weekend on our website. Yes, World War II veteran Mr. Richard Overton celebrated in style with his cigar on his front porch, with his family and friends around him. And also, everyone says he always has a good story. And so, that's how you're supposed to do it. In your glory years, when you're sitting on your front porch, celebrating your great-great-great-grandchildren that are around you, and that you can tell us of your life. Tell the stories of your life. I didn't say the bones in your closet of your life. The stories. The stories of your life. Not the bones in your closet. It's about the life you live, and going through that process is celebrating from glory to glory to glory. And so we're very happy to mention this and come across this. And a lot of people know, well, my producer doesn't like this, but my show has just happened like 2 minutes before the show and 3 minutes before the show. But what always happens is that Lord gives me word for someone out there and it pops the information that they need to hear. And I know that's not as best a planning quality. I do know that. But we're working on that. But the show today is Victory Friday. Know this. You got through the whole week. Know this. You have your whole spirit, your whole mind, your whole body. You did it this week. That means you can do it next week also. So you have to celebrate each time you get across the finish line. Because there's more than one finish line. And each time you cross, you have to celebrate it. Now, once you get for one glory, the next one's waiting for you. The climb is ready for you. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network, and we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, letting you know, giving you some tools, giving you some information that you're supposed to win. You're the next beautiful thing in your life, and celebrate it every day. welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And we're talking about what we always talk about here on Victory Friday, about you getting across the finish line, you standing on the top of the mountain, raising your arms up in the universal sign of victory. Yes, you got through the week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and whole body. And yes, you have the victory to say today. If you haven't made your goal for this week, you still have time left. Just redo your plan, redouble your efforts, and you will still make that goal that you have for this week. But understand this. Someone told me a long time ago, with those lists you make every day to complete everything, if you don't complete it that day, just add it to the list tomorrow. So, it is a great day. And I just want to talk a little bit more about Mr. Overton and the victory that he has that we're celebrating today. Again, I just came upon this. And I just want to say that you out there have the ability to have the same victory. And I have a quote from him. He said, "I to think I would be older than every soldier in the Union. Believe that? I did not ever think that." And this is the quote that I love the most. He says, "This is a long trip, and it ain't through yet." Again, it ain't through yet. And so we're going to sit here with the group with Mr. Overton, and we're going to celebrate Mr. Overton and the process that he's gone through. And he's down and hanging out in Austin, Texas, and he was able to serve this army, the man's army, the military, the U.S. Army, in Hawaii, Guam, Palau, Iwo Jima during the Second World War. Yes, we honor our veterans today. Yes, we have a picture with him smiling. Yes, of course, smiling. Of course. Happy and joyous for this moment, but his thing is about bringing joy to other people and telling his story. So you have a story that's in the writing right now. You have a history that's being written for yourself right now. Have that be your legacy. Have that be what your family talks about while you're still here and even after you're still here. Be that person in the gap that said, "I have had enough, no more poverty, no more family curses, no more grief, no more whatever it is you place, you fill in a line." You are that person today. And if you haven't started yet, today is a good day to start again. Because no matter how many times you try to get it right, you may not get it right. But the courage is to continue and start again. Look at where you came from. Understand the mistakes that you made. Don't make the same mistakes again. And go forward. Adjust. Where are you going? And this, I don't know if you remember the movie Battleship. There was a veteran in that movie, a real veteran, and I can't pull his name up right now. And this was a gentleman, was African American, and he was on the island with the primary star's girlfriend or fiance, and he had no legs. Okay, his legs were lost from the knees down. And for some reason, that was been kind of resonant, and that came across this gentleman here. It's about moving forward. It's about understanding what you're made of, and you're made of the good stuff. You're made of the great stuff. You have everything in you right now to be great. Greatness is not some ethereal sense that just happens to people. There are people that we don't know about who are great every day. There's a great person who helped a senior citizen across the street. There's a great person who is counseling and being a leader for their house. There's a person that's great every day. You're that person that's great every day. Remember that. You are the person that's great every day. Also, you are the next beautiful you. You know where you're at right now. You know where you need to go. If your center is not where it's supposed to be, you're moving in a direction where it's supposed to be in that process. We talked about centers yesterday. What is your center? What glasses are you looking through to view the world? And that's critical. But we're talking about what you're doing right now. We're talking about your future is bright. It's so bright that you have to wear glasses, sunglasses. And you're going to do it. Because you know you've made up in your mind. You found your purpose. You haven't found your purpose yet. We got a recorder for that. You found your dream, that's your vision, that you're working on. All that is celebrated today. because you did it. As long as you're moving in the direction of your dream, your vision, whatever that is, whatever God laid on your heart to complete, you have won. And so celebrate it. Pat yourself on the back, and that's okay. And understand that you are going across the finish line. And this is for you. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And we're talking about what we always talk about. We're talking about Victory Friday. And I was just pulling up that information as Colonel Greg Gadsden was the first W amputee Army commander to act in Battleship. First double amputee Army commander acts in the Battleship movie. Colonel plays a wounded Army vet named Mick who helps save the planet. That's the title, Help Saves the Planet. You know what? Think about that. You could be the next person that saves the planet. Or you could be the person that helps find the person that helps save the planet. Or you could have the son or daughter that helps save the planet. Or the niece, the nephew, the aunt or uncle. Think about that. We are all connected together. And a lot of people Too many people don't understand that, and too many people don't realize that. What you do in life is going to affect an echo out from you. It's like when you throw that rock into the water and all those ripples move out. That is how each one of us is. And so understanding that right now, understand that you are supposed to win. You're supposed to have that victory. You're that caterpillar that doesn't have to think about becoming the butterfly, because you are the next beautiful thing in your life. You have to love yourself the right way. Love who you are. Love what you look like. Whatever color it is, whatever your hair is, whatever, how tall, how big, how small, love yourself. You are the next beautiful you. And understand that you are supposed to win. And the people that listen to this show have made up in their mind that they're going to win. That you are going to win. And that's why we have Victory Friday. We celebrate every little victory. No victory is too little. No victory is too small. The first step in life is a victory. The getting up out of bed is a victory. Some people battling whatever, whether it's spiritual, whether it's soul slash your mind, whether it's your body, getting up is the first step, and that is a victory in itself. Because literally millions of people did not get up with you today. Literally. Think about it. 8 o'clock this morning, 6 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock this morning, when your alarm clock went off, other people's alarm clock get off, but they got up and couldn't get up. They got up, or you got up, and they could not get up. That means you have a vision, you have a mission, you have another day in your life to be impactful to those around you and yourself. Because when we talk about encouragement, you listen to yourself more than anybody else. The words that are coming out your mouth are not just being listened to, those around you. Your conscious, your subconscious, your psyche, your ego, whatever you want to call it, is always listening to you. So be mindful what comes out of your mouth. Be mindful how you encourage yourself. David encouraged himself. You're going to have to encourage yourself sometime, because everyone's not going to want you to win. Everyone's not going to understand where you're going. Because if you have that person with that vision, that mission, that purpose in life that you have to complete, because you may be the first one, or the second one, or the one who does it better than the first one, they still don't understand you. So you have to be fully convinced that nothing in the world, outside the world, under the world, is going to prevent you, but the world is going to prevent you from achieving the mission, the mission, the vision, the goal that the Lord has placed before you, the purpose that the Lord has placed before you. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the glasses, you know. In Mr. Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, he talks about centers. We can call those glasses. What glasses are you looking through in order to see your world? Excuse me. What glasses are you looking through to see your world? It's important that you're looking through the correct glasses. If you're looking through the glasses for money, are you looking for the glasses for your workplace? You're looking for the glasses for possessions or pleasure or friend or enemy or church or self. It's not going to get you in the place where you are supposed to be in order to be victorious. It has to be purpose-driven. It has to be, you have to have a principled center, meaning that the wind is not going to blow you from here to there or to and fro. Not going to change your mind every once in a while or yesterday and today. That means your security is based on the correct principles that do not change regardless of the external conditions or circumstances. That's your security. Once you secure in your spirit, in your soul slash mind, and your body, you can go forward and conquer. Go forth and conquer. But you have to have the right glasses. And those glasses are being principle-centered. Being any other kind of centered is not going to help you achieve your goal. As a matter of fact, will create habits that prevent you from getting to your goal, create habits from preventing you from getting to your mission. So, Yesterday, we were talking about thinking clearly. That is important because in order to think clearly, you have to be looking through the correct glasses to view your world so you get the truth about any decision that you have to make. There is truth in every decision that you have to make. And the people that listen to what we do here, the men, the women, the children, nationally, internationally, 25,000 plus people, are going to win. And anybody that joins this army is going to win. Anybody that joins the battle is going to win. Anybody that's about improving themselves from where they are right now is going to win. You have the formula for yourself. You know what you've been through. You know what you're going through right now. But you made it. Today is a victory for you. Just like it is for the gentleman that's 109 years old this past Sunday. So 109 years old in 5 days, 6 days. Sitting on a table with a cigar, sitting at a table with a cigar in his hand, a drink, and eating his hamburger. That's where we're at in this world today. 109. Think about it. 109. You can do that. Right now. And that's how life is supposed to be lived. As you get to the glory years of your life, you're supposed to be able to pass that knowledge on. You're supposed to give insight to how you did it. There needs to be more of us to do that. And you're the next person. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It does not matter what you've done or what you failed to do. It's what are you going to do now. The best is yet to come. Your latter days will be greater. And understand this. Whatever you need to complete, whatever purpose the Lord has given to you, whatever vision, He will add time for you so you can complete it. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about what we always talk about. Today we're talking about victory in your life. And today we're celebrating Mr. Overton 109 plus on his way to 110. This is for Mr. Overton.
Everybody get your hands up. We got the
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's the victory. The victory is yours. Choose ye today the victory for your house. Whom will you serve? The gods of your fathers? Choose ye today for the victory. Make up in your mind that, yeah, I made some mistakes. Yeah, I've done some things, but not tomorrow. Things I'm going to do today is going to be what I stand for the rest of my life. And so we celebrate Mr. Overton today. And also, I was able to pull up that the gentleman who was on, the first double amputee, Army Commander, that was on Battleship. Yes, he stood his ground and stood up. Mr. Colonel Greg Gadsden. We salute these gentlemen today. Again, one of the biggest measures you could use for yourself, wherever you're at in your life right now, look at someone else that's worse off. I can guarantee you this. You can find someone who is worse off in whatever situation you're in. That's why I talk about Mr. Nick Vigic. Mr. Nick Vigic. And let me spell that correctly in case you want to look that up. It's V-U-J-I-C-I-C. He's an Australian Christian evangelist and motivational speaker. Born with what's called tetra-amelia syndrome, a rare disorder characterized by the absence of all four limbs. Now, as a child, he struggled mentally and emotionally as well as physically, but came to terms and understood that he had a purpose, a vision, and it doesn't matter what his circumstance was, he was to speak life into millions and millions of other people. Millions and millions of other people. Think about it. If you were in his situation, what would you do? What would you do? But I'll tell you what he did. He found the courage, connected with the Heavenly Father, and understood that he was more than the sum of his parts, that he transcends as a spirit, as a soul slash mind, and not just his body. Young women out there, they're more than just your body. You're more than just the tight pants. You're more than just whatever you're wearing. Understand that you are the next beautiful thing in your life. You are the next beautiful thing in your life. Gentlemen, you the man. You are the next beautiful thing in your life. It doesn't matter whether you play football, basketball, whatnot, rap. You have to understand you are more than your sums and parts. It goes for everybody. You're more than the sum of your parts. You are the most powerful being in the universe. You are the most powerful being in the universe. And it's important for you to understand that, because if you're the most powerful being in the universe, you have to slow down a little bit. You can't do the crazy stuff. You can't do certain things, because if you wave your hand and the sun crashes or the moon crashes into the earth because you waved your hand, because you're the most powerful being in the universe, you have to slow your roll. But you are the most powerful being in the universe. And it's from where you're standing right now. But if you don't believe it, the people around you are not going to believe it. And they're going to treat you how you act. So, you are the next beautiful thing in your life, and you are the most powerful being in the universe. We're going to put that out there next week. We're going to take a brief break and listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network. Victory Friday here for you. Victory Friday here for you.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
it's not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here. That's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. The best is yet to come, but sometimes you have to just stand up and declare that you've had enough, you ain't going to take it anymore, and if you need to flip a table, maybe you need to flip a table. Now, I'm not asking the violence, but sometimes you may have to flip a table to get your point across. But that's all good. But when you make a declaration, when you make a stand for where you're at right now and say, you shall not pass. You shall not pass. You've had enough. And sometimes you have to come to that in your own mind for other people, for them to understand that process. Again, we're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here. Because you're the next beautiful thing in your life. Because you're the most powerful being in the universe. Just accept it and believe it. And you are.
Check it out, y'all.
I've been counting my life.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up.
Let's get it.
Ain't got no money.
Ain't giving it up.
Let it breathe.
Network. Yes, we do have some program announcements for next week. Next week, we'll be having the best of the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on next week. And we'll have some commentary about that. We'll be doing that in lieu and preparation for moving to the new radio station that we'll be a part of. So very excited about that. And also in that process, we'll have our new app, which will be coming out the first week of June. Also, in addition to that, we're looking to have our first show on the radio. Okay, hold on a moment here. We're pulling that up here. We've got a drum roll. Our first show on the new radio station will be... June 15th, that's a Monday, June 15th, that's a Monday. Put it on your calendars. We'll be doing some things for the whole week of that June. Also, we have some celebrations going on that week also, which is pretty cool. I think, isn't Father's Day that week also?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're very excited about that. We're going to have programming galore. But we'll be part of a lifestyle, a life moment programming. And that programming goes throughout, at first will be a portion of the day, will be include the whole day. From the time that you get up to the time that you rest. It'll be program designed to follow that process so you can get into the habit, get into the pattern, doing certain things on a regular basis to be intentional about how you feed your spirit, your soul, slash your mind, and your body. All that is critical in that process. We're going to take a brief break here. We're going to have the artist Carl Childs on. He's going to see what's going on and have his commentaries about the gentleman veteran of 109 this past Sunday here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Okay, I'm waiting for the button. All right, here we go. We got it right now. Right now. host of the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. Hope you want to join us for the journey of the next level, the journey to help get across the finish line here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back to the show. We're going to have the artist Carl Childs on coming on now, and we're going to talk about what we always talk about here. But today we're talking about Mr. Overton. Richard Overton from Easton, Austin, Texas, resident, 109. That is a testament. That is a legacy. That is something to be glorified in this world today. Don't find Mr. Overton. As a matter of fact, there's only one, like there's only one you. So, Mr. Childs, what do you have to say about Mr. Overton today?
Well, good morning to everyone. That's a blessing to hit a milestone like that, 109. That's the thing. We're supposed to be speaking life into each and every situation and waking up every day with vim and vigor because God's done the work. When he opens our eyes, he's blessed us with a brand new day to make things better, to go a different direction, or to stay consistent in where you're at. So that's the thing. So it's a tremendous blessing, and those are the type of stories that we really need to hear, people celebrating. It's important to celebrate, recognize birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, anything that's positive in your life that's touching you, either in your immediate family or extended family and friends. Celebrate it. The sun is shining out there. Celebrate the sunshine. Celebrate everything. Celebrate having breath in you today, you know. So it's great to hear. He's in, I guess, Texas area? He's down in Texas?
Yeah, he's Austin, Texas.
Okay. That's not too far away, but he's in the great state of Texas. That's a blessing. But, yeah, we want to talk about celebrating. And when you celebrate and commemorate, you're honoring, you're recognizing, you're uplifting, you're encouraging, and at the same time, it's showing the next generation the direction to go. So when we talk about, you know, like I was out talking to some people yesterday about, you know, the Mother's Day, what we're trying to do, and it's like, you know, it's one lady's trying to tell me, oh, there's a lot of fathers out there that they're taking care of the children too. So it's like, yeah, there should be the balance, you know, best case scenario in a family. Both are there, the father and the mother. There's the balance. Now, due to other circumstances, not everyone has that top blessing there. You know, we've talked about this before. There's pros and cons of not, well, there's the, mostly cons, basically, of not having both of them in there. But what I'm saying is this, is that taking the time to recognize that it is Mother's Day this Sunday, and we'll also be recognizing Father's Day when that day comes in June.
Yeah.
But the thing is you want to offer people an opportunity and plus new information. When you give people new information and you give them an opportunity, they have to go a different direction. And I know we've talked to people just over the years. You got a lot of people, oh, man, I can't. Mother's Day coming up, they can't afford this or they can't afford that. And it's like, look, it's not about how many dollars you spend in one day. It's not how many dollars you spend in one week or one month. What it is showing your appreciation every day.
Right.
So every day is a Mother's Day. Every day is a Father's Day. They just don't become a mother, you know, on the, you know,
one
on
day.
The Sunday, on this yeah. one day. You know, if they had a baby, if someone had their first child that day, okay, then they're a mother as of that moment, you know.
Right.
They're a new parent. But I'm talking about people that have, you know, they've got children that are adults, you know. Just because you did things when you were little doesn't mean you don't have to stop doing them now as an adult. You still buy your parents things, spend the time with them, and especially with technology. If you live in thousands of miles apart, you can meet up on the internet. You can still send snail mail. You can video chat and things now. So there's things you could do if you're only getting together once or twice a year.
Right.
If that. So my main thing is this. What we've been pushing, just like on, you know, your show, Million Dollar Idea Network, trying to push for people to stay together. I'm trying to push family, you know, pushing family first. It's all right to work, you know, if you, you know, it's all right to work because you have to make an income. But if you're keeping your family first and keeping the focus there, it's going to make things better. You know, you have a lot of people out there that are working hard, being the breadwinner of the family, because they're trying to have a certain lifestyle or trying to do certain things. That's important. So we you know, we take our hat off and salute anyone that's working an honest job out there.
Yeah.
And try to do what's right. There's a lot of people, unfortunately, that due to the economy and things like that are making wrong decisions. And they're trying to do other things to supplement their income. That's not the direction to go. So we want to salute those that are getting up every day, whether it's early morning or late night, whatever shift is, first, second, third shift, work that and work it for a season, knowing that everything on, you know, in this lifetime is seasonal. If you're working that job, which is just over broke, work it for a season and then upgrade or promote yourself or liberate yourself or retire yourself in that situation. And when I say the word retirement, it doesn't say that you have to spend 20 years at that, you know, working at the gas station or something like that. What I'm saying is you orchestrate a situation to launch yourself into something better so you have more time, more resources for yourself and your family. Don't make all this money over your life and don't enjoy any of it.
Right.
Or very little of it.
And by the way, Mr. Charles, today is actually VE Day.
Yes.
70 years.
Yes, that's very important. I know we were starting to talk about it yesterday because that's what I thought was yesterday's a little bit theme. But VE Day, I mean, we're talking victory. I mean,
victory.
Victory, victory, victory. And we can do a whole show on just that alone. But like I said, we want to, you know, thank this gentleman for his service.
Yeah.
And want to thank all the people that stood and stand behind him.
And that's right.
We tell people all the time, we're here based on the prayers and focus and obedience of those before us, our ancestors before us. Same thing for him to achieve, being able to enlist into the military and serve honorably and also his hit milestones of being over 100 years old. I mean, you can't.
He's a centurion.
Yeah, he's over the chair. First, I was going to say we talked about that other gentleman who was an octarian, but he's, you know, 29 centurion. Past that. I mean, that's amazing. So it's
I'm
good.
I'm going to be a centurion. How's that sound, y'all?
Yep. We should all aim to be centurions plus.
Plus.
Because if we do the things we should do, if we line up with what the word says, mm-hmm. and we do all we can do in the natural, got to do the supernatural part. So, obviously, you know, like I said, I'll give credit to this gentleman. He has to have the Lord in his life.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. That's just that's the foundation. That's the bedrock. And then on top of that, it's not just having the Lord in your life. You have things you have to do. There's obedience you have to follow. There's discipline you have to follow. There's regimen and focus you have to follow. So, if you're trying to make it to 109 or to 120 or any number that's anything over 100 is what you should be talking about. We ran into some people. What were some people there? They were thinking that getting to a certain age, that was it. Their cutoff was like, man, if I could make it to 40 or 60 or something. Like, I was like, man, I said people in the 1800s weren't even thinking like that.
Yeah.
People trying to go further. But right now, like I said, have the Lord in your life. Take care of your body the best you can with fitness, wellness, nutrition, health, and smart decisions. Then you should be crossing that finish line.
That's right. You can end up with, like Mr. Overton did, sitting on his porch.
Exactly.
With a cigar in his hand.
That's cool.
His gold watch on.
Gold watch on.
Sipping his milkshake.
See? He's enjoying a milkshake. See? The thing is, that's what I try to tell people. I have not met this gentleman, but the thing is, when you're comrades in arms of any branch, we're all brothers and sisters in arms. This gentleman has the Lord in his life. And he's been through some things. But the thing is, the cool thing about it is I'm sure he kept the main thing. You know, stress is taking a lot of people down. And if you turn it over to the Lord, he lightens the load.
Isn't it true that laughter actually extends your life expectancy?
Yes, it does. And
laughter extends your life expectancy.
Every day that the Lord opens my eyes, like I said, I get up smiling and I say things and do things to throughout the day to have people cracking up, and that's what it's about. You want to pull people out of the norm that they're in. Pull them out of the norm. Some people walk around and have that normal, they think it's normal, but it's a natural frown they have on their face. But if you say something that makes them laugh, they have to come out that shell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an icebreaker. You know, it's about trying to just, like I said, encourage and build people.
I like Mr. Overton's quote. He says, this is a long trip, and it ain't through yet.
No, that's right. That's the thing. It's like there's always another chapter to write when it comes to your life. And you try to tell people, like I said, we talk to a lot of people. It doesn't matter where you're at in your life. There's always that next chapter to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all, you know, got a range of listeners, but if you have someone that you remember your high school years, that was a season. You remember your college years, that was a season. Any of those different things, that any aspects of your life, you used to play sports or certain things that you did, those were certain seasons. But at the same time, you can still take that same energy, that same vim and vigor, that same focus, and launch it into starting your own business or launch it into whichever direction you're trying to do. And as we tell people, if you're busy running, and I think probably that's the best way to put it, it's just like running track, and you're jumping hurdles. You're running around the track. You know it's 440 around. You're running. A hurdle comes up. You jump, and you clear that hurdle. That hurdle is clearing a goal that you set in your life. That goal could have been set when you were 5 years old. That goal could have been set when you were 12 or 20. So just keep jumping the hurdles. You have to keep running and jumping the hurdles. What too many people in life are doing is they're walking the track.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying they're walking the track for exercise. When they're supposed to be running and jumping hurdles, they're walking the track. So when a hurdle comes, instead of it being a obstacle that they can clear because they have the energy, the focus to do it, it becomes a barrier that they get tripped up by.
Or stops them.
Or stops them. It's like, I want to be that dentist or whatever they want to do. You should, if you're clearing hurdles, you're going to be ready for the next hurdle, because you're getting yourself prepared for it. So we want to encourage people to continue to run the race. Your eyes are opened, and like I tell people, the millions that didn't get up this morning, realize that you're extremely blessed to have your eyes open. That means you're on assignment, which means you're on a mission, which means you're supposed to be reporting a duty to God for what he wants you to do with the day. You don't know whose path he wants you to cross.
Also, those who don't know what VE Day is, that's Victory in Europe Day.
Yeah.
That's VE Day, Victory in Europe. Now is World War II, May 8th, 1945, to mark the formal acceptance by the Allies of World War II of Nazi Germany's unconditional surrender of its armed forces.
Yeah. And I believe the ribbon they wear for that, I believe it's a rainbow, I think it's multicolored ribbon. For that, for VE Day, if I remember correctly, that's a very serious time. And when you talk about people doing it right and being successful, it was that important for as far as all the victories that were done. But not only that, I was going to say about Mr. Overton, not just lifting him up, but the people around him.
Yeah, he stands on someone's shoulders just like we do.
People behind him.
His
grandparents, his great-grandparents, brothers, sisters, anyone that gave encouraging words, whether it was a teacher, whether it was a neighbor, someone that encouraged him to go. So he had people around him that built and encouraged him to make decisions, just join the military. There had to been some influence, whether it was a family member or a friend. That's a huge decision that you just don't make, you know, over a cup of coffee. That's something that you're cut out to do. So, but yeah, VE Day is today, and it's 70 years even.
Yeah.
There's been a couple different other
45 to 15.
Yeah, 70 years. So that time has gone by, so we want to say thank you to any of the spouses that have supported veterans from each era, each generation of battle, of war, in all the branches. We're thankful for that. So, well, we're broadcasting live from North Carolina, so you want me to go into some of the art stuff we've got rolling? Or
Yes, what are we doing for Mother's Day?
Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a very, very special time and opportunity to say I love you and to say, Mom, I appreciate you. So we want to take a moment and encourage you to call if you're not in the same city, write if you're not in the same city, email, text, whatever you need to do, make that contact to let her know that you love her, okay? What we're going to do, we have a special day to celebrate Mom, and this is going to be tomorrow. This is in North Carolina. Tomorrow, children are going to create an I Love You Mom leather gift. This is going to be at 1801 North Tryon Street. That's Charlotte, North Carolina. And basically, to give you adequate instructions, you're going to come to where the train station is at, the parking lot across the train station. Park there. And then there's a multicolored pole that would be at the door that you would actually enter into the building. Once you enter into the building, you're going to see a big case that's going to have leather and ceramics and everything in it. So you can actually come in and wait in that area there, or if one of us will be around as well, you can see us at Suite 350. But we want to get everyone gathered together, have a little introduction, and then we'll send them into one of the classrooms and actually have the children start making the leather I Love You piece. So basically, it's only going to cost 25 cents per child. And I tell people, don't put any limits. If you have a child, if the child is 4 months, bring the child. You know, if the child is, you know, 6, 7, 8, doesn't matter. Bring it for all children. So first come, first serve. As much leather as we have left, we'll keep rolling with it. So that's actually tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So we want to say Happy Mother's Day. And the goal is what we're trying to do here is to make sure everyone has something to give to their mother for Mother's Day. There shouldn't be any mother anywhere not receiving words of encouragement, words of thanks and gratitude, a card, even if you have to make it. It's not all about how much you spend. It's all about being able to give something. And like we're saying, we got these little leather squares that they're gonna actually put a heart on it, so it's gonna have I Love Mom on it. So we need the children to put that heart into the leather, so that way they're putting the love into it, and it has I Mom, you know, I Love Mom, and you can give that to your mom. So that's what we're doing. So we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to participate. Sure, it's small things. You know, if you can afford to buy your mom a Porsche, okay, I'll be the first one to say, buy your mom a Porsche, buy her diamonds. If you can get her a new house, get her a new house, you know. But some of the more refined things that they may need, like your mom may need a new computer, buy her a new computer, you know, a new furniture set. There's all kinds of things you can do. It's just up to you how big you want to go. If you got other brothers and sisters, y'all tag team it together and get something nice. You can each do something individually because you may have different families and stuff, but also come together. That's the time to come together and launch a project. You know, yep. Doesn't that make sense to do something like that? Take your mom out to dinner, you know. Do more things that are going to make her connect with all the positive aspects that you've been to her. You know, if you've made her laugh, continue to make her laugh. You know, if you got your mom out there running and exercise, doing fitness, continue to get her out there running and doing fitness. That's what it's about. So we want to take time to let people know that we love and appreciate Mom. Also, there'll be information on the art classes, fitness classes, and computer classes that we teach here. My email is artistcarlchild@gmail.com. That's artistcarlchild@gmail.com. Also, you can give a call at 980-285-8098. That's 980-285-8098. So this is a blessing and it's an opportunity. And like I said, we did something that was, we want to pull the community in together and say, hey, let's recognize and let's remember Mom and give her something that's made out of leather, because by virtue of it made out of leather, it's going to last. This is something she can look at 20, 30, 50 years from now, and it'll still have that I love mom on it. So it's that important. So what do you think?
Fantastic. Appreciate Charles Carl Childs being on today. And
Cool. Again,
brother in arms and military, I want to say thank you out there for your service, and especially for the example that Mr. Overton has done for us. And what does the sign say? Mighty fine at 109.
Mighty fine at 109. Hey, that's a goal.
Yeah.
That's a goal we should all strive for. Cool.
And the best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. That's the thing. You try to tell people when it comes to living your life, know what God wants you to do. Know what he wants
purpose.
You to be. Know what you're, you'll be driven by that purpose once you connect with him. So people wonder, why are you smiling all the time? Why are you on fire? Why are you always working something? You should be always working out the plan God has for you. And like you're saying, 109, hey, we can all aim for that. And like I said, he's 109 and he still has his personality, his excitement for life.
His whole mind.
That's how it's supposed to be. It's like, this is refreshing to hear. He's focused, he's on fire, and he loves what he's doing. And he's, like you said, I'm sure he has a lot of stories to tell that are very interesting and will encourage people and inspire people.
Yeah.
He can actually go on a little tour and start speaking to people and
that is true.
Encourage some people, get to some different schools.
The annual tour.
Yeah, go to high schools, colleges, all of them.
That's the thing. You want to be able to, again, that's part of your legacy. That's part of, what you leave behind, the things that you talk about, the victories you had. One thing I always tell individuals and all the time is that to write, get up. Notepad or notebook and write your prayers in each book or on each page. And when your prayer is answered, write the answer you received and the date you received it. And then when you give that to your children, when they leave the house, that is evidence of faith. That's evidence that prayers are answered. And that's something that you can do right now to show that God is real in your life. Again, this is theblogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. We'll be right back after this with our final commentary.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here on Victory Friday. And it's important that you understand this, that no matter how it starts, you have to end up in victory. Again, we're going to take a brief break, and then we're going to play our Victory Reprise, and then we'll have our final commentary. Today is the day to start again. Today is the day to take the next step. Today is the day to start your vision, your mission, your dream, your purpose. Today is the day. You are the next beautiful thing in your life. You are the most powerful being in the universe. Once you understand that, all things are possible. You can create anything with your mind. But more importantly, you understand that you have to when you have no choice. Because you're that king, that queen that reigns in life. And it doesn't matter how it starts. It has to end in victory. And for today, that is all I got.
Make some noise. Come on, y'all. Make some noise. Make some noise. Everybody. Come on, let's rock. Everybody. Come on, put your hands out there. Make some noise. Hype it up.
Hold on, my sister.
There's a mouse to play.
There is a mouse.
This has been a CASC production, copyright 2015. Be blessed now and favored. God loves you. I love you. And you are the next beautiful thing in your life. Yes.